Welcome back, Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, as we continue our visit with some of the different candidates out there running in the Texas 2014 primary. Remember, Election Day today. And joining us on the phones to talk about his campaign, Republican candidate for Attorney General Dan Branch. Mr. Branch, hey, welcome Chad. Back.
Hey, Chad. Good morning.
Well, welcome back to the show. Appreciate you coming on today. Let's take a look at some of the campaign ads that are out there right now. One of the ads that we have that have aired here on KFYO and aired, I'm sure, just about everywhere. It's from one of your opponents that accuses you and says conservatives be very wary of Dan Branch because you supported legislation regarding third trimester abortion and higher taxes. Why don't you go ahead and I'm sure you've heard those ads. So go ahead and speak to that.
Yeah, this is an old trick. I mean, we've all seen the sort of the last minute mudslinging, and it's unfortunate because we tried to keep our campaign on the high level. I think calling me a liberal, that's kind of laughable. Calling me a union lover and whatever else. I've been 100% pro-life my whole career. Whether it's been the sonogram bill, who pro-life leaders give us a big shout-out on, or whether it's been the 24-hour notice, or whether it's been House Bill 2 this past session, earlier before that, many pieces of legislation. So it's been a strong decade. I came in with the first Republican majority, as you know, in 130-something years in 2003. And I've helped been a leader in advancing conservative solutions and making Texas, preparing a framework that's allowed Texans to make Texas the model of limited government and the strongest a state in terms of its economy in the nation. So I think everyone gets that. But this last minute stuff, I noticed that there was one of the leaders, Texas Alliance for Life, Joe Poyman, who's actually, Chad, endorsed Barry Smitherman, but he's the one who said that this was blatantly false, what Ken was saying, and that he thought it was really sad to have him use the unborn to try to score political points, and on his Facebook said that he found it very disturbing that it is so dishonest that he would say this sorts of things. It says Dan Branch is pro-life, has always been pro-life during his time in the Texas legislature, and it's sad to see Ken's faction's campaign misrepresenting Branch's record so egregiously. So I think that says it all.
Visiting with Dan Branch, Republican candidate for Attorney General. In the ad, he also talks about you supported higher taxes. Is that true? What is your philosophy when it comes to taxes? I mean, obviously, running for Attorney General, some people may go, okay, well, how does that tie in exactly? Talk to us a little bit about that accusation as well.
Yeah, my record is I was there and helped forge the largest tax cut in the history of the state. This was the property tax buy-down, which is now probably exceeds $20 billion because at the time it was $7 to $9 billion over the course of the budget. And so, again, this is an old track. We've seen people do this before. At the last minute, you pick up the labels and you start throwing stuff, and you don't have the data points and evidence to back them up, so you wait until it's very late in the campaign. I think this is what turns people off, turns off voters when they see this at the end. And, you know, we've tried to run our campaign on positive issues, on my legal credentials, which everyone, you know, from most recently the Lubbock Professional Police Association to law enforcement across the state, to leading lawyers across the state, to all the leading newspapers, to the Texas Association of Business, to the Farm Bureau, to the cattle raisers, to the doctors, TMA, everywhere you turn, we've been fortunate, whether it's health, business, agriculture, law enforcement, we have received the support and endorsement of people that look very closely at this race, did their homework, know the records, ferreted it all out, and over everyone says that my campaign was well run, that we had the strongest candidacy, our credentials were the best fit for this position. Now, this is the state's top lawyer, and you need someone who's practiced law full time. And, you know, one of my opponents, Smitherman, has been a banker, and the other has been a part-time lawyer and been a business person. And as I've said on your show, nothing wrong with those things. It's just we're picking the state's top lawyer. When you go to pick a doctor to redo your hip, you want somebody who's done something 20,000 times, not 20 times. And I think that's where people come out on this issue, is we got to have someone who's a stalwart conservative, who's on social and fiscal issues, and who also has the competence to stand back. That's why we've been talking about returning prayer to schools, Chad, in our ads. It was an example when I first came in, not in the last year, this is not rhetoric, when I first came to the legislature, we returned prayer to school in Texas by pushing back against federal power. We did it successfully. We did it carefully, thoughtfully, and with the help of Greg Abbott and Senator Cruz and some of his successors. That's why so many people under Greg Abbott that have served at the very highest levels looked at all three candidates and endorsed our campaign. We have 13 Cruz advisors and 10 of the most senior Abbott advisors endorsed my campaign.
Visiting with Dan Branch, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As people head to the polls today, what is that one final push, what that one final argument that you want to make to the voters out there who are trying to decide in this very important race, because there are so many court cases that are out there that will have an impact on Texas here in the near future?
I would say, you know, I hope they'd say, hey, I want the guy who's actually admitted in the U.S. Supreme Court, the only one in this race. I want the guy who's actually admitted in the Fifth Circuit and filed briefs in those two courtrooms most recently. I want the guy who started his career working for the Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court. I want the guy who went to work for some of our state's very best law firms and then ultimately started his own firm and had it acquired by one of the state's largest law firms, who's hired lawyers and legal talent and has a record in the legislature in addition to his being rated at the highest level, the only one in the race rated at the very highest level of my profession, who has a record that we can look at, who's actually opened government with constitutional amendments, shrunk government with constitutional amendments, done the tort reform, advanced private property rights, and ultimately returned prayer to schools, all examples, cut taxes, balanced six budget, given us a AAA bond rating, given us an economy that's a model, a job creation engine for the nation. I've been a part of that. I have not been a conservative who just sat there and voted no and looked for a scorecard for someone to give me an attaboy on and done nothing. I haven't been a backbencher like Mr. Paxson. I have advanced the cause. And we better get conservatives who are smart, competent, really fine lawyers for this position, and have a really strong track record of getting things done for the conservatism in the state of Texas. And so that's what I'd like them to look to, Chad.
Dan Branch, appreciate your time today. People can visit your website, danbranch.com, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Appreciate your time today, sir.
Okay, hey, thanks, Chad, so much.
Have a good one.